God. All right, from the Dunham and Miller Show, it's the Great Gordo.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. It's clearly not an e-break. What is it?
Yes, it is. Because we had one of the biggest guests we've ever had up here, Anna Kournikova, this week. And when you have someone like this in studio, you should show a little bit of respect.
I did.
You should never blurt out.
Yeah, he was standing at attention.
Right.
You should never blurt out.
Sitting down.
You should never blurt out, I love you.
What if you really love her?
Yeah.
And you should never blurt out what you did at the end. Okay, I give you I love you.
Okay.
Even though it was very odd to scream it. But what you, we got to listen closely here at the end of this and what you had to say as a, I guess, a saying of affection towards Anna.
And it's definitely, you know, there's definitely some great friends on the tour. And like I said before, it's normally kind of groups of people that hang out together.
I love you. I'm sorry. I panicked.
What was that?
I don't know.
He's got Tourette's.
Along the same lines of the question that George asked you, I'm free for lunch today. So if I don't know what you've got going.
I had a good interview going
into
the last
thing. Exactly. I had a good interview going into it.
See, I was nice the whole time, wasn't I? Thank you very much. What was that, Gordo?
Sounded like a subliminal message in there. I thought I heard somebody say, Bloody Pants says I love you.
That yes. Somebody was you.
That was you.
Oh, I don't think it was me. Clearly it wasn't my voice. Do we have an isolated chair?
No.
Oh, all right. We are certainly on the ticket now.
Now, why would you think that would be a good thing to say in an interview of a celeb with the status of Anna Kournikova?
You guys are just such ass kissers to fame. It just makes me sick.
All right, well, fine, but you're up for the e-break.
Am I?
And apparently I am up for an emergency break of the week. Now, Jerry, why is this an e-break?
It was just very shocking what you said.
Is this the fresh one?
Yes,
this is freshly cut.
I'm glad this was turned around.
New, good, strong.
This occurred only about 40 minutes ago.
Why is this an e-break? I'm talking about another name for a naval officer. E-break. Someone in the Navy.
No, this is Jub playing shock jock during News in the News
we can't
this morning.
Do in this day
talking
age.
About what you call a sailor, someone who's in the Navy.
A sailor.
Yeah, you call him a sailor.
You call him something else, too.
For sailor men in battle fare, since fighting days of old, have proved the sailor's right to wear the Navy blue and gold. Oh, they've had to change the lyrics.
Why?
Well, obviously, the reference to the male gender is exclusionary.
There are females in the Navy.
You know the rest of the story.
This didn't have semen in there anywhere.
You talking about the females?
No, I'm talking about referring to someone in the Navy as being a seaman. That's what they are.
I've never heard that.
You have.
I think you were referring to
the microphone quietly.
I think you were referring to the females now in the Navy. And some of the cases that we've had in the news recently.
So, these sailors, these old salty dogs that are in the Navy, you're calling them seamen.
Yeah, you never heard that before?
No.
These salty dogs referred to as seamen?
Yeah.
Whoever referred
salty seamen, I guess. Quit laying out and turning off the music.
Quit shocking the Metroplex.